This is an Alertuous Eighth Retronal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, February 22nd, 2014. This Week in Security News. On Thursday of this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices that the Department of Energy had confirmed the airborne release of plutonium-239 and americium-241 from an underground nuclear waste storage site near Carlsbad, New Mexico. Known as the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, the facility is the nation's only licensed deep geological nuclear waste repository. Located approximately 26 miles east of Carlsbad, New Mexico, the facility is the nation's solution for permanent disposal of the Department of Energy's Cold War legacy transuranic waste that has been stored at 23 former nuclear weapons complex and generation sites located across 13 states. The term transuranic refers to artificially made radioactive elements such as neptunium, plutonium, americium, and others that have atomic numbers higher than uranium in the periodic table of elements. None of these elements are stable, and each of them decays radioactively into other elements. The event began late on Friday the 15th when air monitors detected elevated radiation levels in the plant's underground storage complex, located more than 2,000 feet below the surface. No employees were working underground at the time, and those on the surface sheltered in place as a precaution. Fast forward to this week. Operations at the facility have been halted, and workers have been unable to re-enter the underground storage complex due to high radiation levels. On Wednesday, tests by the Carlsbad Environmental Monitoring and Research Center, a division of the College of Engineering at New Mexico State University, showed the presence of americium and plutonium on at least one air filter retrieved from a sampling station located a half mile from the WIPS site. Normally, the filters are retrieved on a daily basis. Given the original incident the previous Friday, the filters had not been retrieved for testing in 5 days. According to Russell Hardy, director of the center, the radiation levels are the highest ever detected at or around the site. As of a press conference Thursday afternoon, representatives from federal, state, and local agencies are basically all shrugging their shoulders, at least publicly. The Department of Energy states that they are still not aware of the cause of the radiation release in the underground complex, as workers have been unable to get back inside, let alone how radiation managed to get to the surface, or if this was a one-time event or an ongoing release. John Heaton, chairman of the Carlsbad Nuclear Task Force, states, "Even though it's very discouraging that there was a release, it's strictly speculation about what caused that. You have to realize that all of the containers are closed and sealed. Until they are able to go back down and examine the waste, we could find out it's something even different than we think." The Department of Energy has indicated that operations at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant will not resume anytime soon, and it could be 3 to 4 weeks before workers can go underground to survey the possible source of the radiation release. Despite the fact that everyone, at least publicly, is saying that they don't know the cause or severity of the accident, the Department of Energy's Carlsbad Field Office Manager, Joe Franco, assured the public in a news conference Thursday afternoon that the environment, personnel, and public are not at risk. Alert USA Threat Journal reminds listeners that rule number one in crisis management is to control the message. As is always the case with public reporting on nuclear accidents, be it the Fukushima disaster in Japan, environmental contamination and health hazards from failing storage tanks at the Hanford site in Washington State, or any of the dozens of other radiological incidents and unintentional releases occurring annually at nuclear facilities around the country, all formal statements invariably include the standard "no current threat to the public." Given all the unknowns, what is solid fact is that americium and plutonium have been released into the atmosphere. Both elements primarily emit alpha radiation rather than beta or gamma radiation. External exposure to alpha particles isn't a major health risk because they have low penetration depth and are usually stopped by the skin. On the other hand, when alpha emitters are breathed in or are ingested, which is the primary concern with this incident, they are extremely hazardous, can irradiate internal organs, and are capable of causing considerable chromosomal damage and cancer. You can find more information covering the ongoing emergency in this week's email version of Threat Journal. If you're not already a subscriber, visit threatjournal.com and sign up today. It's completely free. Alert USA continues to monitor the situation closely and will issue additional alert messages to subscriber mobile devices as events warrant. In other news, on Wednesday of this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices that the Department of Homeland Security is warning domestic and international airlines of intelligence suggesting an increased threat involving explosives hidden in shoes on overseas flights bound for the United States. This threat is reported to be completely separate from the warning issued last week regarding explosives hidden within cosmetics and liquids. Warnings were sent to airlines flying to the U.S. from around 30 airports in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. These include Amsterdam's Schiphol, London's Heathrow and Gatwick, and the airport in Manchester. Media reports invariably quote unnamed intelligence sources indicating the threat emanates from Al-Qaeda's Yemen-based affiliate, formerly known as Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. Amongst the leaders of this group is an innovative Saudi bomb maker, Ibrahim Hassan al-Assiri. It is believed that the group may have come up with new bomb design innovations intended to evade airport security measures. As previously reported by Threat Journal on a number of occasions over the past 2 years, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula has been directly implicated in a number of attempted attacks on the commercial aviation sector. These include the 2001 attempt at blowing up a passenger aircraft by radical Muslim Richard Reid, the 2009 attempt at blowing up a passenger aircraft flying from Amsterdam to Detroit by radical Muslim and Al-Qaeda-affiliated underwear bomber Umar Farouk Abdul Muttalib, and the 2010 cargo plane bomb plot within which explosives were built into printer cartridges and shipped to the United States via FedEx and UPS. One of these bombs is believed to have caused the crash of a UPS cargo aircraft flying between Dubai and Cologne Bonn Airport in Germany. Needless to say, if you have airline travel planned any time in the next few months, anticipate the possibility of additional delays as security personnel more closely scrutinize passenger clothing. Alert USA continues to monitor the aviation security sector closely and will immediately notify service subscribers of changes to the threat environment as events warrant. In public health news, if you have not already had a flu shot this year, get one. This is the word from the Centers for Disease Control, who is warning that this year's flu season is turning out to be particularly deadly and that there are still several weeks, if not months, to go. Health officials are warning that infections with the H1N1 swine flu strain have reached epidemic levels in the U.S. Most worrisome is that, unlike normal flu seasons where the elderly and infirm are most seriously impacted, CDC surveillance data reports that this year more than 60% of those hospitalized were between the ages of 18 and 64, the group most likely to not get vaccinated. Further, 60% of flu deaths have been among those aged 25 to 65. This is a big change from past flu seasons, in which adults under 65 were about half as likely to end up ill enough to require hospitalization. Listeners are reminded that the H1N1 virus, informally known as swine flu, is a virulent strain of the virus that caused a worldwide pandemic in 2009. In travel security news, this week the State Department issued a travel warning for the Ukraine and an updated warning for Afghanistan, holding at 40 the number of locations around the world specifically identified by the U.S. government as posing significant threats for U.S. citizens. This includes a formal travel alert for the Russian Federation advising of the very real threat of terrorist attacks during the Winter Olympic Games in Sochi, as well as a worldwide caution for Americans warning of the continuing threat of terrorist actions and violence against U.S. citizens and interests globally. As always, if you are planning travel abroad, even to such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, you are strongly advised to regularly monitor the U.S. State Department's travel website, where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, February 22nd, 2014.